Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Ewan.
Hello.
Hello, Ewan, my friend. Now, there's all sorts of things doing the rounds from a channel on YouTube called Strange Man, delving into Red Dead Redemption 2, pointing out a series of interactions in that game that seem to be also related to GTA 6. Now, we're just going to pull these things apart and have a conversation about where GTA 6 is at. Ewan, what's going on?
Yeah, so Strange Man is a great, great channel Strange Man is the great man, a really cool channel on YouTube that I've been following for a few years. You know, he does really cool in-depth videos on Red Dead Redemption 2 Easter eggs and mysteries, and he has illuminated many of the game's secrets for the world, and he's come back this week with a brand new video talking about a potential teaser for GTA 6 in Red Dead Redemption 2. Mm-hmm. There are certain aspects of the theory you might consider a bit of a reach. I know sometimes I kind of am a bit like, oh, that's a bit of a leap in logic or whatever, but the guy has some really compelling theories here, and it goes back to an interaction in Red Dead Redemption 2 where if you go to Gaptooth Ridge, players who have explored all the limits of the map will know what I'm on about, there is a skeleton you can encounter of a Spanish missionary who basically perished in the desert after leaving his mission in California. And you can uncover a letter there which basically explains the mystery, and it's correspondence from a guy called, I think it's Cardinal Blanco, and his brother Rodolfo, who is the guy who's kind of basically gone all the way searching out east. And now Strange Man has, you know, basically peeled back a layer on here. He doesn't just think this is another dark, sad story that you find in Red Dead Redemption 2's map. He actually thinks that this correspondence between the two missionary brothers and this man's death heading out to the east is actually symbolic of the internal struggles that have ostensibly been going on with Rockstar, and an internal battle going on whether the company should be pulled in the direction of the next GTA or to basically, you know, sustain GTA Online and GTA 5 with further iterations and more content, because, oh boy, it makes a lot of money.
That's been the ongoing conversation with GTA 5, is like, you know, you kind of realize that even before the last console generation, it was released, 2013, went out 8 years later, and the only other thing on the horizon for Rockstar is another version of GTA 5, is another continuation of GTA Online. Now, there is a video that I put together, edited by the ex-War Culture Gaming's Osley B, about how, at least to me, Red Dead Redemption 2 is this sort of conversation, this living conversation on the death of Rockstar, the changing of the winds with Rockstar, and how there's no real place for someone like Dan Houser anymore based on the way that that company has gone. Now, we can get back into that potentially, but that's what this thing is hinging on as well.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. I think that video that you've had, it kind of builds upon, you know, I think it's emblematic of how, you know, the themes of the Western, you know, there are so many good anti-Westerns that have released over the years, you know, that talk about the end of the age of outlaws and the creeping advance of civilization, and you can, you know, it's a changing of the guard and the changing of the times, and you can apply that to a medium that is as rapidly evolving as gaming, maybe sometimes not for the better in the case of microtransactions and the never-ending online sphere, which again, you know, kind of comes back to here with this theory about the idea that the two characters here are actually being representative of Dan and Sam Houser, and how one of them wants to stick around and continue to make more content on GTA 5 and GTA Online just to, you know, appease the demands of Take-Two because it makes a lot of money, and one who is, you know, desperate to venture into the East. In this case, according to this video, the East being emblematic of Vice City, you know, talking about, you know, building upon all those leaks and rumors that we've had over the past couple of years about how the next GTA is going to be set in Vice City and how it's going to follow, you know, a drug runner who comes all the way up from South America to then basically, you know, take over their own criminal empire in that locale. And that's essentially the meat and potatoes of the rumor, of the theory. I won't basically detail all of it because I think you should go back and check out the video if you haven't already, because it is a really entertaining watch. But yeah, that's essentially it. You know, the idea that these two, the skeleton in this scenario, I believe in the video he refers to as Sam Hauser, who wants to go and be creative elsewhere, and the guy who's, you know, imploring him to stay is Dan, which I think, you know, we kind of thought when we were
that'd
doing
be the other
this
way around, yeah.
Maybe the other way around, given, you know, how Dan was the one who eventually left the company. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the guy who's taken the narrative lead on pretty much, you know, every GTA game and Red Dead Redemption game as well. So, yeah, what do you think of this? Because obviously, you know, we've heard a lot of GTA 6 rumors over the past, you know, forever now, but certainly they have seemed to have hotted up again in the last couple of months in regards, you know, I think Tom Henderson said we can't expect to see the game until, you know, 2025 at the earliest, and it's an interesting position Rockstar are in right now, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is like, how do you follow up on this? I mean, even in Take-Two, Strauss Zelnick said that they didn't expect it to get this popular. Like, I mean, that was the thing, even after a couple of years of GTA Online being on the market, that it is this runaway success thing, and if you look at the sales from even the last couple of years, it's just out selling itself. It's only getting bigger. It's only getting more steam behind it. So it is kind of insane. If you're that company, and just from a complete company perspective, then you don't want to draw a line under it because it is insanely profitable. But at the same time, you know, they could be doing the likes of the single player DLC that was going to be done for GTA 5 that just sort of went away. And if that was some internal conversation between Dan and Sam, you know, lead creative, lead writer Dan Hauser saying like, hey, can we do something that isn't just GTA Online? And for whatever reason, whatever machination, that didn't happen. Ultimately, it led to Dan leaving the company, which, you know, he's formed his whole new studio now called Absurd Ventures, which assumedly will be able to do things that he couldn't do
at
Rockstar.
That's another cheeky jab, isn't it?
I know.
You know, it's an absurd notion to do a single-player story-driven game now.
Well, exactly, and it's just, I mean, it takes people like him to be able to sort of, you know, like, light the beacons and prove that it's doable, and obviously he's got enough money behind him to be able to do a first game to be this, like, you know, whatever it turns out to be. Assumedly it'll be something that is a high production value, but yeah, it all lines up. I mean, in terms of Vice City stuff especially, there are, you know, there's leaked map screenshots, there are leaked sort of really early renders from gameplay that have, or like shots of the island itself, the new version of Vice City, which are yet to be officially confirmed, but they always, all the different leakers say that's what this is, it's going to be Vice City, which, if the seed that's here is correct, lines up in itself, because this isn't the first time that they've done this either. The Strange Man video points to the reality of, in Red Dead Redemption 1, there was the traveling character Sam Odessa, played by Sam Hauser, who then that character discussed going to the West or whatever, which lined back up with where GTA 5 went. So it's like they've done this before. I think, anyway.
Yeah, no, totally. There have been teasers. You know, they've been teasing going all the way back to, I think, San Andreas, where they then teased Vice City. I think I've got my order correct for that. I don't think I've got that wrong.
Then San Andreas for the PS2. But yeah.
Yes, and then before that, it was... Yeah, okay, no. But they have been teasing it for a very long time, essentially. You know, in each successive game, there is usually a reference to the next thing on, you know, Rockstar's horizon, and so far, people searching for that GTA 6 Easter egg, you know, they haven't really found anything. So this, you know, of all the ones that we've seen so far that could be that thing, this definitely feels like it. You know, there's merit to it, the idea of someone, a character, actually, you know, venturing to a different destination, which would again build upon the tease that we got in the first Red Dead, where, you know, it was Sam Odessa going, I'm going to go out to California, and obviously the next GTA game being set in that locale as well. But obviously the one thing that I want to talk about here as well is the idea that, you know, you've got this internal struggle going on with Rockstar between whether or not they want to be pulled onto the next project or continue to iterate upon GTA 5 and GTA Online. We've got a brand new, you know, PS5 and next gen upgrade coming within the next couple of months. It is just crazy to me how, you know, when I was speaking to you before we did this video, the idea that when Red Dead Redemption 1 came out in 2010, it was only 3 years later that we then got GTA 5.
Yeah.
And the idea that, you know, it could be this long until we get the next logical installment, because something is, you know, GTA Online, I think the earnings call the other week, they said that the player growth has blossomed to the 72% or something ridiculous. So, you know, it's an interesting debate. When do you draw the line under something? When maybe it's not a creative venture anymore.
Well, I think as well, yeah, it speaks to a wider ongoing argument in gaming itself, where it's just like, you know, astronomical profits don't necessarily tie to single player campaigns. They tie more to eternally, you know, immortally monetizable online platforms, and that's the thing that you would chase if you were just if you were the naked business approach, which feels like what Rockstar's, you know, 2010s output turned into. Like, obviously, we still got Red Dead Redemption 2, GTA 5 was out in 2013, and Max Payne was in 2012, but that's it. Like, you know, all their funds are going into GTA Online, so it seems like that's the focus for the company. And that doesn't leave any place for someone like Dan Houser, so it makes it, ultimately, he had to sort of step away, which also came after Leslie Benzies leaving, who was like the sort of well-known producer who helped bring various other GTAs and other Rockstar game projects together. It just seems like the Rockstar of the modern day is not, it's just so far away from what we had in the 2000s. And obviously those people get older, they want to do different things. And there's, it kind of just confirms it. Like, if these found items do relate to the conversations that someone like Dan was having in real life, then it does line up with the reality that he couldn't do story-focused content in GTA, so he had to go and do something else. But at the same time, in terms of GTA itself, it seems like Vice City is the next way to go, which, I don't know, like, that's cool, but it still just means that we're just reusing old locations again. Like, what do you think of the actual going back to Vice City thing?
Yeah, I mean, I'll always be more of a cowboy dude, so, like, the Red Dead stuff will always get me more. But, you know, I think it's interesting. I definitely think that Rockstar are at their best when they dive into historical settings. Like, I kind of find the satire in, you know, the modern iterated stuff, yeah, GTAs to be quite, you know, middle of the road, kind of just scatterbrained,
very surface level
bollocks.
Yeah.
So I much prefer them to actually have an insightful, maybe, you know, commentary on a historical event. And if it is going to be, you know, in the 1980s in their Miami analog, then you can derive loads of interesting conversations and story beats from there, which I think they kind of get sidetracked on when the GTA satire is cranked up to that, whoa, we're nutty kind of, you know, degree.
I think, yeah, I think also, like, for me, one of the biggest things about Rockstar used to be how they would curate a soundtrack, like the audio footprint of those old GTAs. Like, it came into its own with Vice City and then San Andreas, and like picking an old and a more definable region in retrospect lets you just cherry pick all those different songs. Which I look forward to if that's the case going forward. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below, I guess, of Rockstar in general, their approach to GTA 5 over time, and what you want to see from GTA 6. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
And I've been Ewan from WhatCulture.com.
I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.